Section B. Chapter 8. Driving Responsibilities. Problem Driver Pointer System. The Problem Driver Pointer System, PDPS, is used by the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security to search the National Driver Register before issuance of a driver license. The National Driver Register is a repository of information on problem drivers provided by all 51 U.S. jurisdictions. Based on information received as a result of the National Driver Register search, PDPS will point the Department of Safety Driver License Examiner to the state of record, where an individual's driver status and history information is stored. If you apply for a Tennessee license, whether it is your first license here, or some other transaction such as a renewal, and you have a problem in another state, we cannot issue you a license until the matter is resolved. The National Driver Register contains names and limited other identifying information about individuals whose licenses have been canceled, denied, revoked, suspended, or who have been convicted of certain serious traffic violations. If records indicate you have a problem in another state, the examiners will provide you the name of the state reporting the problem and a telephone number you can use to contact that state to clear your record there. Please note, to get specific information about what the other state has reported to the PDPS system, you will need to contact the other state. Tennessee does not have this information. We are only provided with the fact that the other state has reported a problem. Losing your privilege to drive. In Tennessee, a driver license may be revoked or suspended for the following situations. 1. Driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, including the failure to submit to a test to determine the blood alcohol level. Implied consent. 2. Allowing unlawful use of a driver license, including fraudulently altering a driver license or allowing another individual to use your license or identification. 3. Mental or physical difficulties that interfere with a driver's ability to safely operate a vehicle, for example, Alzheimer's disease, seizures, and loss of consciousness. 4. Leaving the scene of a personal injury or fatal crash, failure to stop and render aid in a vehicle crash. 5. Perjury, or giving false information on the use or ownership of a vehicle, or for the issuance of a driver license. 6. A felony that involves the use of a vehicle. 7. Evading arrest while operating a motor vehicle. 8. Manslaughter, vehicular homicide involving the operation of a vehicle. 9. Two reckless driving violations within 12 months. 10. Drag racing. 11. Habitual recipients of moving traffic violations. 12. Not complying with the terms of a judgment found against the driver for damages resulting from a motor vehicle crash. 13. Purchasing or possessing any alcoholic beverage, if under 21 years old. 14. Failure to comply with child support requirements. 15. Driving a motor vehicle away from a gas station without paying for dispensed gas or diesel fuel. 16. Failure to show evidence of vehicle insurance, financial responsibility to an officer when involved in a crash or charged with a moving violation. 17. Possession by a driver of 5 or more grams of methamphetamine in a vehicle. In addition, persons under the age of the 18th of May lose their driving privileges for convictions of any drug or alcohol offense, whether or not the offense occurred while driving. Dropping out of school, which is defined as having 10 consecutive or 15 total days in a semester of unexcused absences. Failure to make satisfactory progress in school, which, in general, means passing 3 subjects per grading period, or possession or carrying weapons on school property. Whenever a driver license is suspended or revoked, it must be turned in to the Department of Safety within 20 days of the suspension or revocation. Any Tennessee Highway Patrol office or driver license service center can take your license and see that you are given credit for returning it. The license may be mailed to Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security, P.O. Box 945, Nashville, Tennessee 37202. Failure to surrender your license means that you will be fined $75 in addition to any other fines and costs you may owe. hearings. Before any license is suspended, revoked, or cancelled, the department will notify the licensee in writing of the proposed suspension, revocation, or cancellation. If your license is about to be suspended, revoked, or cancelled, the department will give you an opportunity for a hearing prior to action, except in cases of final judgments and convictions. Important. If you have a new address, you must report it to the Department of Safety within 10 days of the change. Although the new address may not appear on your license until you receive a new, renewed, reinstated license, your address must be correct on the official driver license file. You may make this change by internet, www.tn.gov/safety. B. By letter to Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security, P.O. Box 945, Nashville, TN 37202. C. By completing a change of address form available at any driver license service center. Without your correct address, you may not receive important information concerning the status of your driver license. Also, you could be ticketed if correct address is not on file. Non-resident violator compact. Tennessee is a member of the Non-Resident Violator Compact. In a nutshell, this compact means that regardless of where you receive a citation for a traffic violation, you must either appear in court to answer the citation or meet any other requirement the court may set out to satisfy the citation. If you ignore the citation, whether it was issued for a traffic violation here or in another member state, your driving privileges will be suspended, revoked, or cancelled. The suspension, revocation, or cancellation remains in effect until the court notifies the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security that the citation has been properly disposed of and the proper fees are paid. Reinstatements. Steps you need to follow to have your driver license reinstated depend on several factors, including why you lost your license and what else is on your record. To clear your record, you must contact Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security Financial Responsibility, P.O. Box 945, Nashville, Tennessee 37202. Phone 866-903-7357. For the hearing impaired, TTY users should have the Tennessee Relay Service call 615-532-2281. Internet website, www.tn.gov/safety. Driver Improvement Program. The Department of Safety keeps records of traffic violations and crashes for each driver. These records are based on reports forwarded to the department by the courts, and on reports of traffic crashes submitted by investigating officers. Each traffic violation or crash on a driver's record is given a point value. The assignment of point values for various offenses is designed to impress upon drivers the importance of complying with traffic laws and regulations. If they do not comply, they may establish a bad driving record leading to suspension of driving privileges. Adult drivers, 18 years of age or older, who accumulate 12 or more points within a 12-month period receive a notice of proposed suspension. To keep adult drivers aware of the possibility of losing their driving privileges, an advisory letter is mailed to any licensee having 6 to 11 points on his/her driving record within any 12 months. Juvenile drivers, less than 18 years of age, who accumulate 6 or more points within a 12-month period receive a notice of proposed suspension. To keep juvenile drivers aware of the possibility of losing their driving privileges, an advisory letter is mailed to any licensee having 1 to 5 points on his/her driving record within any 12 months. Drivers may choose to attend a defensive driving course to avoid license suspension or to reduce the period of suspension. However, the defensive driving course option is only available once in any 5-year period. After a hearing, the department will take whatever action is necessary to correct and improve poor driving habits by education, re-examinations, and/or placing necessary restrictions on the licensee and probation. If these steps are unsuccessful, the department will have no other choice than to suspend the person's driving privileges. Frequent traffic violations. Frequent traffic violations and crashes are dangerous and costly. Upon the completion of the suspension time, you must pay the appropriate reinstatement fees and submit proof of liability insurance. Financial responsibility, SR-22 insurance is required for adult drivers, with the department before you can get your regular license. Driving while your license is suspended will result in the extension of the suspension period and could also result in criminal prosecution. Restricted driver licenses. When a driver license is suspended or revoked, but the driver depends on his or her driving to make a living or to continue schooling, there are certain conditions in which the driver may apply for a restricted driver license. The restricted license permits the driver to operate a motor vehicle for very specific purposes that are spelled out when the license is issued. The procedures for applying for a restricted license depend upon the reason the license was taken away in the first place, as summarized below. 1. DUI. After conviction for DUI, the trial judge may issue an order for a restricted license to go to and from work, attend college full-time, attend religious services at their place of worship, drive as part of employment, a scheduled litter pickup work shift, an outpatient alcohol or drug program, meeting with probation officer, and a scheduled interlock monitoring appointment. This restricted license is not an option for drivers who have a prior conviction of DUI or adult driving while impaired within 10 years. Vehicular homicide is the latest result of intoxication. Aggravated vehicular homicide. Vehicular assault. After the first year of a 2-year revocation, drivers may apply for a restricted driver license if they install an ignition interlock device on the motor vehicle for the remaining period of revocation. When applying at the driver license station, these applicants must submit 2 copies of the court order and proof of car insurance, financial responsibility, SR-22 from their insurance company, and pass appropriate tests and pay the required fees. Required tests will depend on past driving record and frequency of convictions. 2. Driver improvement. Any adult whose driver license has been suspended for frequent traffic violations may obtain this type of license by applying to the Driver Improvement section of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security. Each applicant will be required to submit his, her approval letter, present proof of SR-22 insurance and pass appropriate tests and pay the required fees. Required tests will depend on past driving record and frequency of convictions. 3. Implied consent. Drag racing, gas drive-off. A person whose license has been suspended by the court for implied consent, drag racing or driving away from the gasoline pump without paying for the fuel, may apply to the trial judge for a restricted license to operate a motor vehicle for going to and from work, full-time college, scheduled interlock monitoring appointment and working at his or her regular place of employment. At the time of application at the driver service center, 2 copies of a court order and proof of SR-22 insurance must be submitted along with payment of the required fees. 4. Juvenile. A minor who loses his, her license because of drug or alcohol-related charges may apply to the trial judge for a restricted license to operate a motor vehicle to and from the educational institution or to and from work. Each applicant must bring 2 copies of the court order to a driver license service center and pass the vision test along with payment of the required fees. 5. Failure to satisfy a citation. A person who failed to satisfy a citation that resulted in suspension action being taken against their driver license may obtain a certified order from any court in any county where they failed to satisfy a citation. The order allows the person to drive to and from work only. The order must show payment of the fines and costs owed to the particular court or a payment plan for the associated fines and costs along with the date the final payment is to be made. At the time of the application at the driver service center, the person must submit 2 copies of the court order and pay the required license fees. Physical or mental disabilities. When information is received that an individual's ability to drive is affected by a physical or mental disorder, the driver will be required to submit, within 30 days of notification, a medical report from a medical doctor. This report will provide the effects of the illness or disability on the individual's ability to safely operate a motor vehicle. If the report is unfavorable, the driving privilege will be suspended until the condition improves. Drivers who lose consciousness or control due to epilepsy, cardiac syncope, diabetes or other conditions must be suspended and remain lapse-free for a minimum of 6 months before being eligible for license reinstatement. Re-examination of drivers. If there is information that a driver's ability to safely operate a motor vehicle is questionable, he or she may be directed to report to the nearest driver service center to submit to a complete or partial driver examination. Appropriate corrective action may be required and certain restrictions may be placed on the license. Note: failure to respond to departmental requests for a medical report or submission to a driver license examination within the prescribed time will result in the suspension of the driving privilege. This suspension lasts until a satisfactory medical report is submitted to the department or until the driver successfully passes the driving tests that are required by the department. Financial responsibility. This law is to protect you and the public from financially irresponsible drivers who become involved in crashes. It also provides protection from drivers who have repeated violations and/or obvious disregard for driving laws. The best way to protect yourself and your driver license is to have adequate insurance to cover death, bodily injury, and property damage. First, a few definitions. Liability insurance provides coverage for damages you cause to other persons. Collision insurance provides coverage for damages sustained by your vehicle. Uninsured motorist insurance provides for coverage for the damages uninsured persons cause. Although collision insurance is not required by Tennessee law, the financial responsibility law requires drivers to produce evidence of financial responsibility. This is required when charged with any violation or when involved in a motor vehicle crash without regard to apparent or actual fault. Evidence of financial responsibility can be in the form of 1. A declaration page of your insurance policy. 2. An insurance binder. 3. An insurance card from an insurance company authorized to do business in Tennessee. 4. A certificate issued by the Commissioner of the Department of Safety stating that a cash deposit or bond in the amount required by statute has been paid or filed with the Commissioner, or 5. Proof of qualification as a self-insurer is provided by statute. Reporting crashes. If a driver is unable to present evidence and is convicted on the charge of failure to show evidence of financial responsibility, his/her driving privileges will be suspended as well as a stop placed on the renewal of vehicle tags and registration. Before reinstatement of driving privileges, evidence of financial responsibility must be presented, along with any other requirements must be submitted. A crash is any vehicle collision involving another vehicle, person, or object. Drivers must immediately notify the local police department if the crash occurs within a municipality, otherwise to the county sheriff's office or the nearest Tennessee Highway Patrol, of any crash involving death, injury, or property damage over $50. If the driver is physically unable to give immediate notice, and there is a passenger capable of doing so, the passenger shall make or cause notice to be given. In addition, certain crashes, called reportable crashes, must be reported to the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security. These include any crash within this state in which any person is killed or injured, or in which damage to the property of any one person, including oneself, is in excess of $400. Regardless of who is to blame, the operator and/or owner of a vehicle involved in a reportable crash in this state must file an owner/driver report of the crash to the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security within 20 days. If the driver received an injury and cannot complete the report, it can be filed on behalf of the owner/operator. If the crash involved an unattended vehicle or a domestic animal and you cannot locate the owner, report the crash to the police. An owner/driver report can be obtained three different ways. 1. From the Department of Safety's website, www.tn.gov/safety. 2. Any highway patrol office. 3. Any local police station or sheriff's office. Failure to report a crash may result in suspension of driving and registration privileges. If there is a reasonable possibility of a judgment being filed in court against you, the owner, operator, or both, and a claim is filed with the Department of Safety by the other party, you are required to do one of these three things. 1. Show proof that you had liability insurance at the time of the crash. 2. Obtain notarized releases from all parties who file claims with the department, or 3. Post cash or corporate surety bond with the department for the amount of damages received by other parties. If you do not comply with these requirements, your driving and registration privileges will be revoked. Prior to revocation, you may request an administrative hearing, provided the request is submitted in writing on or before the effective date of the proposed revocation. If your driving privileges are revoked for failure to establish financial responsibility for a crash, in addition to obtaining notarized releases from all parties who filed claims with the department or posting cash or corporate surety bond for the amount of claims, you will also be required to pay a reinstatement fee and have a liability insurance carrier file a SR-22 form with the Department of Safety before driving privileges can be reinstated. Traffic crashes. If you are involved in a crash, stop. The law requires drivers of vehicles involved in a crash to stop immediately at the scene, or as close to the scene as possible without obstructing traffic. Turn off the ignition in the damaged vehicle to prevent a fire. If the car is on fire, help the people out and take them away from the vehicle to prevent further injury in case of an explosion. Notify the police immediately by calling 911. It is very important to report the crash to the police as quickly as possible. Motor vehicle crashes involving property damage, personal injury or death must be reported to the police. Remain calm and stay at the crash scene. If you are involved in a traffic crash on the interstate, Tennessee law allows you to move the vehicle to prevent blocking the traffic flow. If the vehicle is still drivable and there are no serious personal injuries or deaths, you may pull the vehicle to the emergency lane and await the arrival of a police officer or Tennessee State Trooper to the crash scene. Do not attempt to move an injured person from a wrecked vehicle unless you have the necessary medical or rescue training or there is an immediate danger such as fire. It is best to wait for emergency fire and rescue personnel to assist injured persons as well as free persons trapped in a vehicle. Exchange information with other persons involved in the crash as soon as possible. Be sure to get the following information: name, address and driver's license number of other drivers, license plate numbers of other vehicles, name and address of anyone who was injured, name and address of each witness, name, address and insurance policy number of other vehicle owners. You should notify your insurance company immediately. If you arrive first at a crash scene, notify the police immediately by calling 911. If you are not professionally trained to render aid, slowly continue on in your vehicle so not to interfere with the arrival of police and emergency medical and fire rescue services. This will prevent you from being a victim of a secondary collision at the crash scene. These secondary accidents are a result of person's accident gazing to satisfy their curiosity while driving their vehicle near a crash scene. If you witnessed the crash occur, pull safely off to the side of the road and turn on your vehicle's emergency flashers. Notify the police officer or Tennessee State Trooper that you witnessed the crash. Do not attempt to move an injured person from a wrecked vehicle unless you have the necessary medical and rescue training or there is an immediate danger such as fire. Unless you are properly trained, it is best to wait for emergency rescue personnel to free persons trapped in a vehicle.